Traffic jam when you're already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break.
Now, I had to interrupt that Alanis Morissette and remind Rasan that it is Black History Month, so we gotta keep it blackety black, black, black this month with the A and B selections. So I'm just gonna start. And this is a classic that, you're a black homosexual, you should know this song too.
Okay.
Every man has his own special dreams, and the dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you. Come on, we're your dream girls, boy. We'll make you happy. We're your dream girls, boy. We'll always. We're your dream girls will never leave you. No. And all you got to do is dream. All you got to do is dream. Come on.
All
All
you got to do is
you
dream.
got to do is dream. Baby, we'll be there. Yes. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my. This week I'm Bigfoot Littlefoot.
You know who looks like Bigfoot?
Who?
Nekoda. Good evening. My name is Rasan, and I am Wendy the Williams. I just see that there's a documentary coming out about her soon.
I just sent you the trailer.
Yes. Okay.
I'm actually excited, but I'm also kind of like I'm kind of sad because like she ain't looking so hot. Like it's giving. Is your family drugging you? Like what's the tea? I want to know what happened because like it was just done so swiftly.
I will take Wendy any day over Sherry every day.
Oh, Wendy would have been having a field day with this mess going on right now.
It's so rude. It's so rude. I'm being deprived of this, and it makes me sad.
Oh, I keep seeing those memes of like the bat signal, but it's the purple chair. Oh man, Wendy would have been having a field day between Megan and Nikki, and then Justin and Brittany and that bullshit, and then Justin, Shade, and Janet too, and then that shit, and then oh Lord Jesus, it's a lot going on.
Lot going on in these streets, y'all.
Speaking of these streets, speaking of
People
these
cutting up.
Bronco streets, I don't think we're ever going to see that ultimate girls trip.
The and wherever the hell they are with Alex McCord.
Morocco, yeah. And it sucks for the other ladies because, there were quite a few girls on there that we haven't seen in a while. And I was interested to see, like, what are they up to? What's the
Alex, Camille,
Alex, Camille, Gretchen.
Steve for a second.
What was
I
that?
don't give a damn. Nice
Talking
to
about?
see Eva.
Yes, I love Eva with her pothead ass.
She be smoking up too.
That is my pothead sister.
Smoking down.
Okay. And
Good times.
it's funny because Caroline Manzo is suing Bravo, so that means that we're probably not going to see the show. But on the flip side of that coin, I'm all like, if y'all don't do like what they did on RuPaul's Drag Race when that one contestant got kicked off for pulling some sexual harassment shit before he got on the show and they had to edit him out, If they don't put a fucking disclaimer on every damn episode and air this shit, like, let us see. Because, like, the way how the rest of the girls are talking, they're talking as if, like, it was exaggerated.
Let's just see it, okay? We've seen plenty worse. We've seen people get shot in the face. We've seen people get blown up. We've seen all a bunch of bullshit fighting on TV like crazy, okay? Just put it on.
You know, because it's like, I feel like they're just like dangling this fruit in our face. And it's like, this summer, it will be fucking over 2 years since they done filmed this shit. Because I feel like they filmed, this shit was filmed in 2022. So now it's just either just shit or get off the pot or just quiet or just quiet release it on Peacock. Just throw all the episodes on there. Don't even do no fucking launch special rah-rah hoo-ha. Just put the shit on there and just let it go.
And I'm sure they'll bring Brandy back somehow in some capacity.
Well, I mean, if they brought Phaedra back after all that shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
And poor Brandy, she I know that lady's going through it because these accusations are fucking up with her. Because, you know, when you're accused of something like that, especially if you are someone that's on television, I'm not going to say famous because, you know, she's Bravo famous, but like when you're someone that's work relies of being hired on television and a rumor like that comes out, that's going to fuck up your opportunities to make money. And, you know, I feel bad for her, but I also, you know, heaven forbid if it was in fact true, because I, you know, I'm trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to just not believe Caroline. But like, if it was in fact true, then yeah, Caroline, take her ass to court. But it just nobody's winning. It sucks. Like, if it's true, it sucks for Caroline. If it's false, it sucks for Brandy. So there's no winning in this. And so, you know, I just hope that they can work it out and get to a conclusion. Lanithia's hosting another baddies thing. That she's doing the baddies auditions in the Caribbean. I'm just like, girl, you them Natalie checks, I guess.
I mean, well, you know, speaking of famous, how come you didn't tell me we were together real bad? I didn't know that.
Girl, the way how the internet acting like that, they're making me think that we got more than 300 followers on our damn podcast page.
Don't get married for love.
Girl, okay. I'm going to address this once, and this will be the last time. Don't be weird. Don't be weird. Like, if you're going to message me saying, like, oh, people are talking about you and woo 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 woo, but then you're not going to tell me who it is and you're behind a profile that does not have a single picture of yourself on the profile, so I don't even know who you are. And then you're saying that, like, me and Rasan are in a relationship and all this crazy shit. Stop it. Stop, 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 stop. Stop playing on my phone. Stop it. Like, but I'm noticing there's like a trend of like a lot of like the housewives Twitter accounts are starting to get weird with each other, like doxing people and putting people's personal business out there. And I'm just like, we're all just supposed to be talking about these crazy people on television. We're not supposed to act like them and act like that towards each other. Like, girl.
People down bad, okay? mental illness is real.
Girl, let's not do that because I have depression and anxiety and that's considered a mental illness. So let's not do that. But like,
I was just saying it's real.
It is real, and that it's weird. In the words of NeNe Leakes, it's getting weird. Like, I don't like that. Like, stop it. And that's all I'm gonna say on that, because I know y'all listening, whoever you are. Stop it.
We're good.
We're good. Was there anything else in the streets?
Allegedly, Nene and Brandy. No, that's not her name. Nene and Denise Richards are doing some housewives show on Lifetime.
Like a Lifetime movie or something, or?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Get that check. I'm not even mad at it, because Kenya got a Lifetime movie coming out this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it actually looks kind of good.
Booty Snatchers.
No, it's about someone kidnapping her daughter.
Okay.
You know, people say when housewives do these Lifetime gigs, but I'm like, you know what? A gig is a gig, a check is a check. Because all I can say is, what's your status at the bank? You know, I'd rather do a Lifetime gig than a fucking Zeus gig.
Let me just listen. You know, they will light up. If Lisa Rinna was on Lifetime, they would say Lisa doing the damn thing. Okay. Garcelle's on Lifetime. Look at this ghetto bitch.
Oh, you know.
Whatever.
You already know.
Look in the mirror.
So we can gloss over Salt Lake since you were sick and I had to fly out last week. How you feeling, by the way?
Oh, how am I feeling? I'm doing well. Okay. I had some horrible acid reflux the other day, messing me up, but got it in control and it's on point. On point. Thank you for asking. How are you?
You know, I went to Florida, had a good time, but every time I travel to the East Coast, I always get sick. So I got a little head cold, but it's I feel like I'm on the tail end of it. It was worse yesterday.
We ain't got time for that.
Nope.
At all. Let me tell you something right now. For such an action-packed season, the reunion in general was just a waste of my time.
It could have been two parts or one part. That third part was hot garbage trash. And Monica, I love you, niece. I love you down. But you fucked up bringing that book on there.
Nobody wants to see no damn burn book, okay? You're too old for it, okay?
Girl, you're 40.
Damn, I'm 40 this year. Fuck. The burn book was really not cute. It was demonstrative and performative, but it didn't really work out in your favor. There was nothing in there of importance.
In there too. I was like, girl.
So, is she fired or is she not?
That's the million-dollar question, because it's like, so she's asked not to come back, but then she's asked not to come back, but then she's on pause because it's too soon. But in my mind, I'm like, nah, we want to see it happen. We want to see the fallout from the reunion. Like, you know.
Yes, I do.
I don't know. I feel like they fucked up with that decision. Because now what it does is it gives the housewives this idea that if we ice somebody out, or if we say that we're not gonna work with this person, then they're gonna get fired and we get our way. And honestly, No, it should not work that way.
You don't.
Because we all have coworkers we can't stand, but we still got to go into work. And Heather, Miss Thang, you a damn lie. You sit up in here and you're going to blame production for your shit, your black eye, and fuck around and have somebody almost lose their goddamn job because you want to sit here and lie to stick up for a fucking felon. But Monica's the issue. That's the part that I still don't understand. Y'all sitting here ice skating and tiptoeing and still trying to care for this bitch's feelings who's in fucking prison, but Monica's the worst one, but not the bitch that's...
I think that Jen's going, you know, have got a sniper out on them or something.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all sitting here acting like she finna call the damn mafia and have them put a fucking hex on your whole family or something. I don't know, like, shit.
Thanks for the good season. Fuck you for wasting my time for 3 episodes.
Yeah. Last
3 episodes. But good night. I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Now, who you want to talk about?
Okay, so we can go to let's talk about the Medicine Girls for a little bit. We're just going to kind of briefly go over each show because I do want to answer some of the questions that some of the listeners ask us too. And also, too, we ain't finna go over 2 weeks worth of TV shows. That's too much. Absolutely not. So, Married to Medicine, first of all, Heavenly.
That outfit?
That outfit with her fucking nipple out.
Nipple out all night, all 10,000 men up in there. Okay, titties for everybody.
It was just too much. Now, what did you think about... Do you think that there was malicious intent in planning this getaway to the scene of the crime where Curtis cheated on Jackie?
I don't think there's malicious intent. However, I think there's foolery. I think that she's just not thinking at all. Simone wasn't thinking.
But I'm just like, if that's supposed to be your best friend, you should know that.
I mean, yeah. Maybe Simone wasn't even thinking about the location, obviously. I think she's like, you know, at my homegirl, my best friend, my sister had a betrayal. And I don't even remember what the damn location of the place happened. I just know that I'm going to go down for her no matter what. And she just fucked up with the party planning. But then again, if Toya were planning it, she would have done it on purpose.
You think so?
Hell yes. Toya's a fucking rat. A rat. Okay, her husband can't even plan shit without her turning up her nose because she's raggedy. Fuck Toya.
But the part that did have me weak was at the damn party for Dr. Damon, Heavenly grabbing the damn microphone and asked if there are any single men for Phaedra, as if she was trying to auction her ass off.
Phaedra can go.
I will say, though, the only part that kind of had me like, okay, Phaedra, was the birthday party for the Mr. President.
You know, let me tell you, these kids and this hair, y'all, that's a whole palm tree of hair. That was a lot. That was an interesting style. What was that cartoon with the shit that looked like that? Yes.
But you know, love Phaedra or not, those kids are gonna be all right. That was some
just fine.
Those were some good, well-mannered, well-behaved, smart kids. And I was cracking up when he was talking about if he came home and brought a B. And I could hear Phaedra saying that, boy, I don't pay all that money for you to go to that school and get them B's.
Okay. Ain't no B's in this house. I'm the only B up in here.
But her outfit had me stressed out because at first I was like, this bitch got her coochie out of the kids' party.
That's what it looked like. I was like, what is she doing?
Well, you could have got the pants a little darker color so we don't think it's your skin color. But you know, the new colors are in. So, all in all, it was a good episode. I enjoyed it. I think the part at the birthday party was finally like the first time that we finally saw like a human side of Phaedra, because I feel like Phaedra just been kind of like posted and acting, and it doesn't really feel. I feel like Phaedra's more funny and authentic on Traitors than she is on Married to Medicine. Phaedra's knocking the ball out the park on Traitors. Are you watching Traitors?
I sure am not. But
it's good. You need to get into it. It's fucking good. It's good ass television. Think of like All Stars reality TV. Like you got Housewives, you got bitches from Big Brother, Survivor, Bachelor, Drag Race. The challenge, you got a little bit of everything up in that motherfucker. Like it's good.
Okay.
Get into it. Trust me, you won't. It's good. That's all I'm gonna say. And Miss Phaedra really showing out on that though. But Phaedra on Married to Medicine, it just felt off. Like I feel like Mariah, you're not even married to medicine, my love.
She isn't, and I feel like she is kind of Stepford on there, you know, keeping a...
I'm phoning it in.
Say what?
I feel like she's kind of phoning it in.
Most definitely. And I see right through it. But whatever. I'll tell you one thing.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Jackie loves when Simone and Heavenly be screaming over her. She loves it.
You think she loves people to fight over her?
Absolutely. Because her big ass Donkey Kong ass husband with the mole the size of Kentucky, okay, wasn't fighting for her. And every scene he's in, he's trying to talk like he's, you know, Martin Luther King.
Oh, Methuselah looking ass.
Sit your ass down, Curtis.
Curtis was supposed to
Love me. Exactly. He was loving on some other hoe.
Okay.
In Hilton Head.
The Hilton, getting head at the Hilton Head.
Ooh. Tearing that head up at the Hilton.
All right, we can move on from the medicine girls. Let's go on to Potomac. Oh my God, Potomac just has not. It's upsetting me and my homegirls how much Potomac has really just like slid off. Like it's really on like thin ice for me. And like it's just as a content creator, when the shows are not giving, it's hard to give the listeners something about a show that is just kind of like, meh. And it's like Potomac used to be that girl. Granted, nothing stays on top forever, but god damn.
Every episode has been a filler episode.
And that's why I'm not finna go into detail about this shit, because it was a filler episode. And it's just like, you know, this is off the heels of the Mother's Day brunch. And the thing that's still irritating me is the fact that y'all are holding on to these grudges. And these grudges are really to the show's detriment. Because if y'all can't, like, see, look at Miami, right? They all don't get along, so to say, but they will work together because they know the show's better if everybody goes with the flow. As Correct. Opposed to, oh, she's not invited, or I'm not going to their event, or she's not invited, I'm not going to their event. No, show up. Cause a scene.
Fuck you, Giselle.
Like, just, and then the thing with Giselle that, and I don't know if it's editing or what, but Giselle's pissing me off with this whole I'm doing it for my safety narrative. Okay, but you constantly keep talking about Candace's husband anytime you can, but then she's the problem. And then the thing that irritates me is when they show the flashback, they make it seem like Candace was just yelling at Giselle, calling her white passing and shit like that. But they don't show what led to her yelling. They just show her yelling. You catch that shit too? I don't like that. Show it all. Mention it all. Show it all. Don't just show one side to make one person look bad. Show all sides.
Give me both sides of the story.
Yeah, because clearly it's giving production wants her out.
I don't know why.
But see, but here's the thing. If Candace were to leave Housewives, she'll be fine. She got shit going. She's at the fucking Grammys performing at the Clive Davis party and shit like that. Candace is going to be okay. What is Giselle doing outside of this shit besides her podcast? And the more raggedy She by Sheree. I wouldn't even call it She by Sheree. I'll call it Lulu Limonat.
What? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
With the little athleisure G&A. Quote. G&A. I was like, girl, bye.
When what's that bitch's name?
Wendy.
When Wendy says this is a
April Fool's.
I can't even think right now. April Fool's joke. I was about to say Easter egg joke. Shit. When she said it's April Fool's joke, I was like, kind of is. Okay.
Like, why would I buy clothes from bitches that can't dress?
I mean, at least Ashley dances hard as hell in her outfits, so it can prove that it's durable.
And she knows about the coochie sweat, so I'll give her that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Giselle? Mm-mm.
Let me tell you right now, this episode was a chore.
It was a chore. I feel like it's a chore trying to remember what the fuck happened because it was that damn boring.
You couldn't pay me to go to Surrey County.
And then Karen, this invitation situation with the whole my insurance only allows a certain amount of people. What?
I don't even know what that means.
The fuck?
What damn insurance? Whatever. Okay. Whatever. And
Giselle not wanting to go because she didn't want to ride in the Sprinter bus with Candace and Wendy. And it's just like, see, there we go again.
That's that shit we don't have time for.
Because the Miami girls, they still get up in that Sprinter. The Salt Lake sure girls, they still get up in that Sprinter. Like, we could have had a moment. But you want to sit here and not film. Talking about safety concerns. Girl, bye.
You know, damn, say she, Giselle be so fucking extra, okay? She did that same shit with Monique. So, whatever. Sit down and go to sleep. I don't care.
Wendy, let this shit go. Let it go. Because clearly, Nick is trying to move on, but you're trying to hold on to this shit. Let it go. It's getting tired. It's getting old.
Should one of them apologize?
Like when I got to that part, I was just so over it. I was like, Wendy girl, you're so fucking stubborn.
Well, Wendy's tired of these bitches, okay? She had a drink thrown at her, okay? She's really irritated. What she really didn't want as a bitch, you know, that she thought she would have an allegiance with because of the Nigerian thing, to just, you know, kind of fall flat. But at the same time, NECA and your ashy makeup, bring it down.
It's
Bring it
got
down.
it looked a little better on Watch What Happens Live, though. I'll give her that.
But where were the titties? The titties were just not even right. Okay.
You ready to move on to the next show?
Let's move on, please.
Lord Jesus. So Beverly Hills is actually pretty funny this week. So, you know, we started off with the continuation of last week when Crystal got sick. Kind of find out she had hypertension. Now, ironically enough, the person that was helping Crystal was Anne Marie. And it was so funny because at that moment, I was like, okay, maybe she's not that bad. But then kind of find out that she was been still talking shit about Crystal. And I'm just like, girl.
All Anne Marie did was say, squeeze my fingers. Okay, she didn't do shit. I could have done that. I could have done that. Shit, I can't let the bitch die out here. Okay, squeeze my finger.
Now I'm like, Crystal girl, you can't have hypertension and be a housewife girl because these bitches will stress you out and your health comes first.
Oh, they will have you fucked up,
Okay.
sweating. Shit.
So that.
The one little preview that we had, you want me to start fucking screaming? I'm gonna scream? Oh, they're gonna make you scream. Trust.
And then Eric is still upset about them not apologizing to her about those damn earrings.
She want a parade?
Well, side note, did you see the preview for The Housewife and The Hustler Part 2?
Of her sitting down next to a woman with horrible hair.
Victim.
Bad hairdo.
I knew you were going to say that.
Was it a great hairdo? Was it a nice hairdo? Was she
I
popping?
wasn't
Was it
even looking at
coiffed?
damn hair, girl.
Why you gonna watch that?
Yeah.
Work. Work.
So,
I know that's your girl.
the best part of this was the dinner. And Garcelle's horny for the damn for Storm and also Storm's dad.
Storm and thunder.
Okay. She says she wants it to be raining men, honey.
She's trying to get it popping, okay? I ain't mad.
And then what did you think of that conversation between Dorit and Garcelle?
It's not going to be the end, I know it, but somehow they're going to get him ruffled up again, but I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it happened. I don't understand why it couldn't have happened that smoothly the first time. But Dorit's hard-headed and that bitch don't listen. What did you think?
And then meanwhile, fucking Erica's getting drunk as shit. And she's pissed off because they're not acknowledging her court win. And so then while they're at the dinner and they're talking about Mercy, she fucking says, "Look, can I tell you something? I know you love Mercy, but Merce was in a Ziploc bag." And everybody looked so fucking sad. When she said that shit, bitch, I screamed when she said that shit. And then when she said, "Merce was in the purse."
She was in it to win it, okay?
Erica, that was probably the most funniest I've seen Erica act. Cause she was gone.
Homegirl was clocked out. Fucked up. Sipping on that scissor.
And so, in the next week's episode, they have the ceremony of dumping the ashes, but then they dump them, but then the fucking ashes fly onto the other girls.
I'd be pissed. I'd be screaming.
I was fucking screaming at the TV. I was like, "Oh my God. What if your mouth was open?"
You just got ash. Oof. Wonder if it's charbroil.
God. Oh, it would look like the damn, remember the cinnamon challenge?
Did you ever try that?
No, remember the one with Glozell and she was
And
coughing.
she was coughing for hours. Oh my goodness. She was toe up. I loved it. We love you, Glozell.
Think that was a good episode. It had a lot of funny moments in it. Of course, it had the drama, but it had funny moments in it. And I think that's what's missing on the shows is the good balance of mess and fun and funny. Because I feel like when it starts to get too deep into the fighting, to the point to where bitches don't even want to film together, it's not fun anymore. And I feel like that's going to be the downfall of Potomac if they don't get it together. It's if they don't start sucking it up and clocking in and going to work and give us what we want. Like, yeah,
You know
we like Shay, but like,
who clocks in and goes to work?
who?
Robin Dixon. Who?
Well, I mean, she has to.
Because she needs that check, okay? So I don't know why Giselle thinks she's a billionaire and shit, she don't have to do nothing, but Robin be ready. Okay. With a half open bottle of Ciroc.
That was so good. I was like, "Girl, you could have gone to Bathmo and get another bottle."
Shit. Or maybe it was brand new and she had a few sips in the car.
You don't do that. You don't, unless, okay. Unless it is like your best friend and it's only you two, okay, you do that. But if you're going to a party where everybody's bringing something, you don't bring an open bottle of alcohol. That's halfway drunken.
You know what's ghetto?
What?
In college, I went to a house party in college and brought a brand new bottle of, what was it? Sky vodka.
Oof.
Okay.
Oof.
Exactly.
Oof.
And got my party on. My friends were like, "You ready to leave?" I said, "Yeah." And before I left, I checked the freezer. That bottle was still there. I went right back out with it.
It wasn't even open, was it?
We sure wasn't.
That reminds me of that New Year's party at Danny's house when he turned
Cleveland, get the bottle, get the bottle, get the bottle.
We sure did.
No way, I yelled at you like it was Queenie in Brooklyn. I said, Cleveland, get the bottles, get the bottles.
We love you, Danny.
A time. A time. Shit.
Let's get into Miami. First of all, okay, so they're in Mexico, and Larsa, I guess, did an interview accusing someone of shedding fake tears, and that had the girls getting pissed off. Dr. Nicole finally showed up after getting off of work, because, you know, Dr. Nicole works.
Showed us. Come on, job. Shit.
Now, the last week's episode had that weird ass dinner with the half naked men looking like Ariana Grande backup dancers. It was very weird. So they're gonna go see the Virgin of Guadalupe.
Push Guadalupe.
She's, you know, she's all excited and everything, and, you know, talking about things like that. But then Julia had reservations, and rightfully so, because, you know, being LGBT, religion can be a little like, and then also too, the story about how Julia lost her son, that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said that she didn't believe anymore after that, which, you know, I can relate, because when you have some horrible shit happen, you're kind of like, okay, how are you gonna let shit like that happen to me, Jesus? Like, come on. Lisa's still going through it with fucking Lenny. But here's the part that I don't understand. So you're gonna settle and let the man that you hate build you a house so he can keep that shit over your head, kick you out anytime, or do whatever he wants with it. Like, why would you do that?
She's a damn dummy, okay? I've been giving Lisa this grace, but she didn't piss me off today, not that episode, okay? She doing a bit too much, okay? When you're settling in court with your husband, with your ex-husband, okay? Take the money and don't ask him to buy you shit. Just take the money. Take that goddamn money and take the money for the children.
You know, but she want to keep playing.
She playing. She definitely playing. Okay. The settlement is probably whack as fuck, too. Shit. It was very nice to see them all come together and pray.
Pray for Gertie, which, you know, watching it in hindsight, knowing that she survived, it is still nice to see them, you know, put their shit aside to try to, you know, give her words of wisdom and stuff like that. And it was like a rare moment that Alexia seemed human, which that woman can be so dense.
Stupid bitch. Mm-hmm.
And then Larsa apologized to Gertie.
Larsa's a pain in my ass. Still. But I, even though I did agree with what she said on the the boat.
What she said
to Lisa. When she told Lisa, you know, guess what? Bitch, Lenny done fucked up. Okay, and she you basically in the, that's basically what she said, I think. So, on the boat, I guess I understand that Lisa's stressed out of her mind, but she done lost her damn mind on the boat. Okay, throwing shit at random dogs on the thing.
Yeah, that shit. And then I don't know, it was coming off very like white lady thinking that you are above other people because you're white. So, and then Julia and Kiki and these kisses.
Julia and Kiki, Julian and Marisol, Julia and anybody else?
But Julia's been getting it. Julia's been getting her little kisses in. I was like, okay, girl.
Get it in, okay? Get it. Shit. I know Martina ain't got no moist lips.
Oh. Pretty people looking ass. I'm sorry. If you're homophobic, transphobic, racist, or just hate people for being who they are, you're gonna age horribly. And look at her. You know, like, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
We were rooting for you, honey.
And you just kept doubling down on your transphobia. Fuck you.
Looking like Mr. Trunchbull.
Evil ass. So one of the agreements that I was even screaming at the TV for that Lenny said was that he doesn't want men in the house around the kids. And I'm just like, wait, but you brought that bitch around her kids.
Okay.
And that's
hoes around the kids.
Sexist. And you know, the fact that he's the breadwinner, he can be able to make those things. But I'm also like, girl, you better start fucking buying some stocks, selling some bonds, something.
She better get a Walmart greeter. Figure it out.
Figure it out, girl. Because, you know, them Bravo checks aren't going to be for so long. Because the Bravo checks, really, for what I heard, especially if you're like new or only a couple seasons, a lot of that shit's going back into your glam and all that shit. So you're not really getting like a recoup.
And if it's going into my glam, guess what? I'm going to be on that cover, girl. Maybelline.
Oh, Fashion Fair.
Bobby Brown.
Bare Minerals.
Lancome Free Gift.
Oh, not the free gift. Bath and Body Works.
Estee Lauder. That's right. Now, what'd you think about this gondola?
I didn't like how Lisa was getting buck with Kiki.
Kiki's 9 feet tall. She'll bust you open. Little girl. You need to bring it on down, first of all. And don't start talking about you got assaulted.
You did not get assaulted.
What did she throw? What did Kiki throw?
A little juice box.
Bitch, please. That's assault. Okay.
But like, why are you gonna be throwing food in the water?
Okay, that didn't even make sense. How the dog supposed to jump in the water and get that nasty shit?
Girl, I don't know. It was just very like white lady antics that I didn't like it.
Okay.
I like it.
You know, Alexia did have a point. Alexia did have a point because she said to Lisa, listen, all these times you're going to tell her to shut the fuck up, you need to shut the fuck up. I did enjoy that. Okay.
When Alexia
And,
talked to Lisa.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I was like, please, please. Okay. Because Lisa was doing the most. All right.
It was on her Karen.
And you're not going to tell me to shut the fuck up like 19 times in a row. Because that 20th time might be the time somebody's going to really shut the fuck up.
You're going to make them shut the fuck up.
Okay. Please. You ain't going to fuck with me. It's about to be a girl fight. Brooke Valentine.
Not the Brooke Valentine.
I know that's your cut.
It is my cut.
Have you played it yet?
I have. Bitch, come outside.
Okay, them children, they said, who is this? Is this that Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, girl, bye.
Them kids don't know.
It's about to be a what?
Girl fight?
What did you think of the episode?
You know what? I thought it was a good episode. I thought it was, you know, them coming together, them falling apart, and then trying to come back together. But, you know, I just really enjoy this. I love Kiki so much. It's not even funny.
Yeah, Kiki is a Kiki.
Kiki is a goddess. She is. And every time I see her in that shortcut in the leopard, I think of some more. Okay.
Exactly. So we had some questions from our listeners.
Okay.
And Tiffany on Twitter, whose Twitter handle is @195Tiff.
Hey.
She said she wants to know, how do we meet?
We met actually through a mutual friend on the Twitter. Okay, Steven, hey.
Hey.
Steven introduced me. He tweeted me and said, you will totally like this, my friend. His name's Cliffy. Okay. And then he also led in saying, he said, he's a Britney Spears lover. And I said, oh, okay. And
but Steven is a Britney Spears lover too, and you love Steven.
Listen, okay. Yes, and that's true. You're correct. You're correct. You're correct. Okay. I just wasn't expecting that lead in as, you know, a drawing point for me. But it was, look at that. We met through Twitter, started tweeting back and forth, and we eventually got to talking on the phones. I first met Flippin in person when I would always visit my grandma in Norton, the Bay Area. She lived in Hayward. And then I would come to Sacramento, and I met him the first time. It was 2014, the first time we met. Sacramento. Okay, and Clifton teased me because it was July and I was wearing an Argyle sweater.
It was hot as fuck.
I thought I was going to be cold. I don't know why.
In Sacramento in July?
I didn't know shit about Sacramento. Okay. I first meet him. First of all, he said I live on J Street or whatever street you were living on. And you said you're going to meet me halfway. And the more you start coming close, I'm like, oh, shit, it's freaking, this is the real Bigfoot. Okay. This motherfucker's huge. So it's like a Green Mile, homeboy from the Green Mile. Okay.
Big now.
Say what?
I ain't that big now.
It's a whole building on top of, okay? Don't even play. But yes. And we've been pretty much visiting each other almost ever since. And it's all love.
Love.
Don't get married for love.
All right, next question from Mama Mona at Mona underscore Minor. She asked, did the construction on your place get finished? No. Mm. So the fucking rain pushed it back. But the loudest part of it is done. They just got to paint the walls outside now. But they got, okay. It's about 85% done.
It was 85% last time.
Nah, it's 91% done.
Okay.
Huh. And that was it. Well, thank y'all for listening to us this week, and we'll be back next week. My voice will be better. That's why I was trying to wrap it up, because I've been talking all day for work and I just want to go on Mariah Carey vocal rest. So we'll be back next week, healed, refreshed, and not pressed. Yes.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.